Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
In Florida, a teen stabs and kills his mother just 1 year after he kills his father. In Louisiana, an officer-involved shooting leaves a perpetrator dead and questions regarding the safety of Denham Springs hotels. And in Florida, the case of a 7-year-old who died due to malnutrition on Christmas Day now has some arrest. These stories and more coming at you today, Tuesday, September 17th, on Real Life Real Crime Daily, and I'm Jim Chapman.
I'm Woody Overton.
And both of us should be barred from DraftKings.
I know, right? Boy, what a bad weekend.
Oh, gosh.
Horrible. I mean, I don't understand how you can do that poorly.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
We're Tiger. Not. There used to be some famous bettors back in the day. I can't think of... the great Swamis or whatever.
Yeah,
they, it ain't me. I can tell you that.
Right. And I don't even know how they get it so close. If they say it's 3.5 points and the game ends up being 3.5 points.
I don't know either. And then, I don't know either.
Then you got a 50% chance of picking it and getting it right. And we
still got it wrong. Same here. Well, we'll move on to some other things. First, with the hurricane we just had, the town of Killian, Louisiana, in particular, got some major flooding issues. Blood Rivers and the Tickfall River actually overtopped their banks. And believe me, Woody and I both know how it is to flood. It's no fun at all.
It sucks.
First, I want to say our prayers are with all the people of Killian, and Jeff Taylor of the Livingston Parish Assessor actually asked me to mention, if you got flood damage anywhere in Livingston Parish, I know we have a lot of people that listen from this area, contact the assessor so they can make a note of it and ensure your assessed value of your home is logged as currently damaged so you don't get taxed to death when you've got a flooded house.
And yeah, he's a really good dude. He helped me. After the 2016 flood, or no, it was the 2016 flood. Our ship was destroyed too, but rebuilt. And then I had I think it was Hurricane
Ida, wouldn't it?
And you and I were at a lunch, and he was there, and he said, "Hey, Woody, I know your ship got destroyed." He didn't say shit. I know your house got destroyed. Contact my office, and it really saves you a lot on taxes. I mean, it was uninhabitable.
Right.
And instead of having to pay thousands of dollars in taxes, it was knocked down to almost nothing.
That's right. And so they don't know if you don't tell them. They fly those drones out there, but they can only see so much. So reach out to them, 225-686-7278, if you've got some damage, and let them know. Second, if you're listening to this show, and I would say there's a better than average chance you're probably a true crime fan. So,
right.
If you're local to Livingston Parish or the Baton Rouge area and you want to test your skills out against, what do you dare I say, the bona fide experts of true crime?
Yeah, we don't have to eat those words.
I know. Woody and I are on a team, and you can test out your true crime knowledge skills against us at Big Mike's Bar and Grill on Monday, September 30th at 6:30 p.m. in Denham Springs. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's free. You don't have to pay anything. Come say hello to us and try us out.
Team members can be up to 8 people on a team.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so you can get, I think, eight. Yeah. I think you're right, 8. And,
yeah, it would be a lot of fun, and hopefully we don't shame ourselves.
Hopefully not. And and I'll post the link so you can sign up on the Facebook page, and because you have to sign up. It sells out. They had a Disney one.
Yeah.
Several weeks back, and it was overflowed in there. So should be a lot
Big
of fun.
Mike's is a cool place, and he's a cool dude.
Yeah, very cool.
I've known him since like 1989.
Really?
It was an old place.
Yeah, Florida.
Florida. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. So
I remember those days.
Dude, good food too.
All right. Well, Woody, you want to start us off?
Let's go to some true crime time for Tuesday. And y'all, this is a hard one. A boy, 7 years old, died of severe malnutrition on Christmas Day, and finally, his family and caregivers are charged in his death. And the arrests come nearly a year after Deontay Atwell died on December 25th, 2023, 2 days after his 7th birthday. Mm-hmm. Look at the picture of that sweet baby.
Yeah, he's a beautiful,
And an investigation into the death of a 7-year-old boy who died on Christmas Day has led to the arrest of his 3 relatives and 2 caregivers in Florida. And prosecutors say it was a result of severe malnutrition. And now autopsy findings for Deontay, who was 7 pounds at the time. Now, 7 years old and he only weighed 7 pounds.
Yeah.
Most kids are born that way. My granddaughter was 7 pounds when she was born a month or so ago.
That is so sad.
7 pounds, y'all. And he was described as a medically complex child. Showed that his bones were protruding through gaping holes in his skin. Wow. And Deontay required around-the-clock skilled nursing care due to having thoracic spina bifida. A condition occurs when the spine and spinal cord don't form properly, this according to the Mayo Clinic, and hydrocephalus, CEPHALUS, which is a buildup of fluid in the brain. He had also, he had a breathing tube and a feeding tube. Now, the Fort Lauderdale Police Department, who responded to the original 911 call that reported Deontay as being in respiratory distress, said that a thorough investigation showed that several family members, as well as home health nurses, did not conduct the appropriate medical services resulting in the aggravated abuse and death of the child. The family members include his mother, Michelle Doe, who's 37, who had previously made a GoFundMe campaign asking for funeral funds for her baby boy, who she claimed had died due to his birth defects. Doe and Deontay's 20-year-old brother, Tyreek Irvin, have been charged with murder in the first degree, aggravated manslaughter of a child, aggravated child abuse, and two counts of neglect of a child. And they also face charges connected to the neglect of two other boys, ages 9 and 16 at the time, who lived in the residence. Can you believe that?
No, I can't. And but the 7 pounds thing blows my mind, man.
Bones sticking through the holes in the skin. But so James Graham Deontay, who's Deontay's 70-year-old grandfather, has been charged with aggravated manslaughter of a child, neglect of a child, and failure to report child abuse. According to the Broward State Attorney's Office, evidence found in Deontay's home included 264 unopened bottles of feeding formula, which established that he had died during a scheme to defraud Medicaid. It conservatively estimated more than $10,000, but less than $50,000. Sick fuckers. Merlande Maltimer Amida, 47, who's the owner of Samaritan Home Care Provider, Inc., has been charged with felony murder in the third degree, aggravated manslaughter of a child, Medicaid fraud, and neglect of a child. And Cassandra Lesegi, the 33-year-old nurse assigned to care for Deontay, was charged with murder in the first degree, aggravated murder of a child, felony murder in the third degree, aggravated child abuse, and Medicaid fraud. And it's sad to say that Deontay had suffered all the way through his death by the people that were supposed to be caring for him the most, said the detective, Jacqueline Sanchez. According to the Broward State Attorney's Office, Irvin, Amida, and Laske are being held at the Broward County Jail without bond. And if Graham posts his $2,000 bond, he'll be placed on house arrest and blah, 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 whatever. Just fucking horrible. Y'all, if you suspect child abuse, call the Child Help National Child Abuse Hotline at 1-800-4-A-CHILD or 1-800-422-4453. And all calls are toll free and confidential, y'all. And it's open 24/7. So, and they speak 170 languages.
One of the worst things you could do in life is hurt a child. I don't know if there's a strong enough penalty for people like that.
And they turn it into a profit thing, you know. And she starts to GoFundMe and all this shit.
And it's sad.
Why not feed the baby? You got the fucking food there.
Yeah.
I know that stuff's expensive. Like, I bought some for my granddaughter when I was over there, and it's like $65 for one container of it, and they had 100 of them unopened. I mean, they sell that shit on the street. It's crazy.
Well, we're going to stay in Florida, but we're going to talk about your favorite sheriff. Polk County's.
It's Grady Judd. Sheriff on a shelf.
That's it. Sheriff on a shelf. Grady Judd reported this the other day, and this is pretty shocking. A 17-year-old by the name of Colin Griffith brutally stabbed his mother to death in Florida. Griffith called 911 saying his mother, Catherine, was stabbed in the neck. Griffith said the wound came as a result of an altercation between himself and Catherine, and it occurred after she lunged at him with a knife and fell on top of it. By the time police got to the scene, Catherine was already dead. When deputies asked Colin what happened, Colin reportedly refused to cooperate. He instead demanded to speak to a lawyer.
Right.
17-year-old, I want my lawyer. Investigators carefully analyzed the crime scene, discovering that what they uncovered did not match what Colin told the 911 operator. Witnesses said they heard Colin and Catherine shouting at each other outside the home. They said they saw Colin grab his mother by the hair and pull her into the house as she pleaded for him to let her go. A neighbor who lived across the street, Nancy K. Jones, she spoke about what she saw. He opens the doors and there are a few arguments. Don't know exactly what the words were because I was sitting on my front porch. Next thing I know, he grabs her and pulls her inside the house. He just grabbed her, looked like he grabbed her by the hair. The medical examiner's office determined the stab wound in Catherine's neck was inconsistent with accidental injury.
Jeez.
The year prior, Colin shot and killed his father on Valentine's Day during an altercation. Colin told the police that his father had cornered him in a bedroom, so Colin picked up a gun and shot him once in the chest and once in the head. That's what they call a double tap. Catherine paid $50,000 to get Colin out of jail. The charges against him regarding his father were dropped as self-defense couldn't be ruled out. Colin Griffith is a violent predator. He has now killed both his father and mother. That from Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. We will hold him accountable in Polk County. We will do everything we can to keep him separated from civil society. Colin is being charged with first-degree murder, kidnapping, and violation of a no-contact order.
Like that. And I remember that story when he shot his dad, and then mom bails him out on $50,000, and the charges get dropped, and he kills her.
Kills her. That's one of the maybe the first time I've ever seen a case where a year after the father was killed, the mother was killed by the same child.
Yeah. How you like that said, the stab wound to her neck didn't appear accidentally.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, people get a stab wound to their neck that's accidental.
Yeah,
man. I don't know, bro. Florida, I know they have the death penalty, right? And they're not
afraid. Yeah, and they get a sheriff and Grady Judd that don't play.
Absolutely correct. Yep. And back on football real quick, you know that I did a story on the 49ers, number one draft pick. Uh-huh. Named Purcell, what his name was. He got shot. Uh-huh. He got robbed and shot. Well, check this one out. In West Virginia, a star linebacker, same shit. So, Jalik Zaire Harrington suffered multiple gunshot wounds after a disturbance in a Charleston apartment. He's a linebacker at West Virginia State University is dead after reportedly being shot during a home invasion. According to the Washington Post, Charleston Police Department Lieutenant Tony Hazlett said that 21-year-old Jalik Zaire Harrington was found with multiple gunshot wounds inside a Charleston apartment on Wednesday night. Hazlett said they attempted life-saving efforts, but he was pronounced dead on the scene. And a representative for West Virginia State said that the incident is being investigated by police as a home invasion, and the university confirmed Harrington's death in a post on Instagram on Thursday, writing, "Our community has suffered a great loss with the death of student-athlete Jalik Harrington. Jalik, a senior member of the Yellow Jacket football team, was a dedicated student-athlete and a community leader. Our deepest condolences go out to Jalik's family, friends, coaches, and teammates." Now, the school originally said it would honor Harrington in a moment of silence before Thursday's football game, and which is against Carson Newman University, which happened to be the team that Harrington transferred from this year with the NIL stuff.
Yep.
And hours before kickoff, West Virginia State announced that the game would be postponed to the following day so both teams could hold private vigils on Thursday. That's just crazy, bro. The prime of your life, a good kid, you know, been to one college, transferred to another one, has got everything ahead of him, and it's killed in a home invasion.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I don't get it. It's.
I mean, there's no words for the stupidity.
What's it come to now? I mean, what could he have? A college student.
Right. Well, jealousy sometimes, yeah, I guess, gets so. In the way. You know, he's someone who's making something of himself,
right.
And people don't like that.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of stupidity,
there we go.
A man has died following an officer-involved shooting. This occurred in Denham Springs, Louisiana. According to the Denham Springs Police Department, the shooting happened Saturday morning, September 14th. This was on Rushing Road. Yep. The man has been identified by authorities as Chevis Whalen, 31, of Denham Springs. Police said they were dispatched to a Motel 6 on Rushing Road because Whalen was allegedly shooting from the second floor of the hotel. Police and deputies arrived with the Livingston Parish Sheriff's Office and encountered the man firing, or he had a firearm in the roadway. There were several calls of shots fired in the area, that from DSPD Sergeant Scott Sterling. When they arrived there, they did find a male and that male met them out in the street, and he was armed with a rifle. Yeah. According to police, law enforcement exchanged gunfire with Whalen, and he was struck and rushed to a hospital where he later died. Fortunately, no officers were injured in this incident. According to DSPD, an outside agency has been contacted to conduct the investigation. And I want to talk about this for a second, because there is something going on in the Denham Springs, Louisiana area where the police are, they came up with what I consider a great idea, which is, hey, let's have an occupancy tax on these hotels when people come in and stay, just like most of your hotels in the world.
Yep.
And, you know, maybe a 10% occupancy charge, and that will go 50% to the police department, 50% to the fire department. But the reason that it was brought up was there's so many issues at these hotels. Yep. And when they go, it's local people. It's not people traveling, you know, going to see LSU play.
Right.
I live in Baton Rouge and I'm staying in a Denham Springs hotel. What are you doing? What do you think they're doing, Woody?
I can tell you what they're doing. The hardest door to kick in is a fucking hotel room door.
Really?
I was on SWAT and we had the RAM. We did one here in Denham Springs. They were cooking meth in the hotel room. And I was on the RAM and I hit that door as hard as I could. And numerous times until I couldn't even swing the fucking
frame. It wouldn't open. Holy crap.
The frame would do it. A lot of people do that, especially local people. They do that to go do their drugs and sex parties or whatever. And cause they can't do it at their house. Right.
Right.
In their own neighborhood. A lot of these places, like, I'm not throwing shade on Motel 6 or the America's Best Value Inns or whatever, but they're a hodgepodge for drug activity and people, you know, certainly there are good people there, but certainly there are people there with nefarious intent.
There's no doubt.
They're cheap and they could trash them and do whatever and leave and be, and not trash our own shit.
Yeah. And I actually talked to a detective from the DSPD and he told me, he said, Jim, we spend at least once a day getting a call to those hotels right there. And, you know, if they're going to be nefarious about their activities at those hotels, well, they need to pay for it.
Yeah. I agree.
They need to pay for the police to go over there.
The tax thing is a totally legit deal. I mean, I travel the country, and that's anywhere you go.
Yeah,
it's
strange. It's not
if your room's $200 a night, you get there, and it costs you $220.
Yeah,
because of the local tax.
That's right. That's right.
And good for them on getting their stuff taken care of.
Yeah, and thank God no policeman was injured.
Yeah.
In that incident.
Yes, indeed.
Could have been a lot worse.
Yes, indeed. I mean, and they're trained, and they made the correct shots, right?
Right.
Because it would have been one of them. And we'll go back to last year, I believe it was, when Sean Kelly got killed the DSPD officer. But before then, I think it was the case that I worked where two DSPD officers went to the home they'd been to numerous, numerous times before, and they went to the guy's door, and he opened up and shot them both. Right. David Hooter and I can't remember the guy's name now. It's been 20, 25 years, but they shot and killed him. So, right. But anyway, I don't know.
Woody, do you know why I want to learn more Italian?
Why, I go?
Because my niece is getting married next month, and that means a wedding full of these crazy Italians from out of town.
Huh. And when it comes to learning a new language, there's only one leader, Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone's the most trusted language learning program, period. I've come a good ways using Rosetta Stone, but it's time to take it to the next level. My niece's wedding will be great prep for a trip I want to take next year.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. No English translations. Rosetta Stone helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention.
And the True Accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Lifetime membership has all 25 of the languages for the rest of your life. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off.
There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today.
That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 languages for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, why are nearly one in three American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that doesn't turn into fat when you consume it. Instead, it turns into a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body.
So getting more MCTs in your diet is like flipping a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which flushes out excess fat and calories. And Dr. Gundry has created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it comes in a tasty drink form. It actually tastes good. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized.
So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/RLRC and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. And again, that's GundryMD.com/RLRC.
Awesome.
All right, good deal. But keeping in with another story that I told the other day about crazy ass story about a woman in front of an apartment complex stomped on a cat's head and then ate it.
Mm.
Eating it right in front of the apartment complex, raw. And so I did that story. there's no shit. You can't make it up. But listen what happened, y'all. I don't know if this is it's not a copycat thing, but this is fucking crazy. So police said a woman was arrested on animal cruelty charges and a cat was sent to a nearby humane society. So a woman in Washington was arrested after police found her abusing a cat in an apartment complex. So in a statement shared on social media on Thursday, September 12th, the Vancouver Police Department said the woman had been detained after she was allegedly seen strangling a cat. Now, the other lady stomped on the cat and ate it. She might have been a little crazy. I don't know what this woman's problem was. The department said that detectives with this domestic violence unit had gone to a residence complex for an unrelated call for service when an apartment manager informed them about a tenant who was seen in the lobby strangling a cat. Detectives said they were eventually able to locate the woman and they arrested her on charges of animal cruelty. Now, the cat His name is Apollo, is fortunately okay, and was transported to a local humane society. And according to the police report, the woman arrested for the incident was identified as 34-year-old Amanda Nicole Blanco. A bystander who lives at the apartment building told the outlet that she and others contacted Vancouver police after witnessing the woman strangling the cat. It was very shocking. One witness who did not want to be identified said, "I didn't wake up expecting to witness that. Regardless of where you find yourself, if you see any type of animal abuse, you should report it." Now, the detective said in the police report that Blanco appeared to be under the influence of drugs. Imagine that. Authorities added per the report that they observed her holding the cat by the neck as she walked around. Blanco also appeared to shake the animal and squeeze the neck of the cat with both hands. That's what the police report said. A woman told officers, according to the outlet, that the cat had been her emotional support animal. That's fucking crazy. And Sam Ellington, a spokesperson for the Humane Society for Southwest Washington, where the Apollo was sent, told the TV station, "Any instance of pet cruelty is heartbreaking. We're grateful to have the opportunity to provide the care and support this cat needs and deserves. And if anyone in our community witnesses a pet being abused or neglected, they should contact their local animal control." Isn't that crazy, bro?
That is,
I mean, come on.
Bizarre.
To say the least. Walking around in an apartment complex, strangling and shaking your cat.
Yeah.
I mean, they saw it. What the fuck?
Freaking cat.
You see that documentary, Don't Fuck With Cats?
I've heard about it. I haven't watched it.
I actually watched it.
Was that on Netflix?
Yeah, I think it's on Netflix.
I'll check that out.
Don't Fuck With Cats.
Well, we're gonna stop fucking with cats, and we're gonna go to Alabama. And I really want to get your thoughts on this. I can imagine you have a lot of them, but I'm gonna tell you about a sister who accidentally found her brother's remains more than 3 months after he died in a car wreck.
Wow.
Yeah, this is one you're gonna want to hear. So after more than 3 months since that crash in Alabama, a woman discovered the body of her missing brother. She is now accusing law enforcement of inadequately searching the area at the time of the accident. 34-year-old Katie Lewis said she's haunted by the road that she discovered her brother's body on. "Honestly, I never want to drive down that road again," she said. It's just unfair that he had to sit there for 3 months. She further detailed the shock of seeing her brother's body. I can only imagine. "It was awful. It was something I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy." On September 2nd, Lewis discovered the body of her brother, 30-year-old Cody Martin, approximately 20 steps into the woods off County Road 55 in Cullum. The Morgan County Sheriff's Office, they arrived at the scene and they verified the grisly discovery. Lewis reported Martin missing on July 26, stating she last saw him on May 18th. During Labor Day weekend, she finally received news from a vigilant tow truck company who confirmed they had removed her brother's wrecked car from the location where it crashed into a telephone pole on May 30th. Lewis realized she needed to investigate the scene for herself. Lewis and her brother-in-law spent approximately 30 minutes searching in the woods before discovering the remains. The body was later identified through dental records. The Morgan County coroner, Jeff Chun, confirmed that the cause of death will be attributed to blunt force injuries sustained in that automobile accident. Alabama State Troopers, they arrived at the scene of the initial accident, and she criticized first responders for not conducting a thorough search of the area and is now seeking legal counsel to further investigate the matter. "He was not protected, and they did not serve that day. My brother was right here. If they would have searched, they would have found my brother." She's also advocating for legislation that mandates a more thorough investigation of crime scenes to prevent similar tragedies from affecting other families. Either a canine or a foot search is made of the area, and they'll have a higher percentage of locating them, she insisted.
I had a lot of thoughts on that. One, you know, a lot of these scenes when you pull up in at the Signal 20s, vehicle crashes and the driver's not there. Well, if they hadn't been taken to the hospital, usually they're drunk and they got out and ran, right?
Yeah.
And you and get arrested. Maybe they thought that's what happened. And I don't know exactly how far it would have been if he's ejected from the car or if he stumbled into the woods after his injuries and died. I don't know. Really, there's no good.
Yeah.
No goodness to the story. It, certainly, they didn't go out there and just say, oh, well, fuck it. We're, you know, whatever.
What is procedure in a situation like that? Is there a rule, a certain size of area you need to search?
No rules on that. And it's officer discretion. And you would use your experience on thinking, well, maybe I need to look, right?
Yeah.
And then, so really there's no rhyme or reason to it. And I'm sure they'll be looking harder in the future, but you know, there was a local case and I'm not going to say who or what or when, but it was life reached out to me and their brother had been seen walking through an area and then they hadn't been seen for like 3 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
And law enforcement went out and searched the area, a wooded area, that he was last seen going into. And they go out and they didn't find him. And then the family goes back, you know, I don't know, like a couple of weeks later or whatever it was. And they actually did evidently a more thorough search and they found him.
Yeah.
Deceased and badly decomposed and all that. I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't believe, and this is what I told them, I said, I don't believe this law enforcement agency went out there and just did a half-assed job.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you just don't see.
Closure on that as much as anybody else.
And of course, then it opens up to conspiracies of foul play and all that, even though the guy was a known drug user and what have you. But I don't know. I don't know what the answer is to that. I don't know. I mean, I certainly think if he got ejected through the windshield or whatever, you look at the evidence like that and you say, well, we need to go look, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. But Jessica Chambers' case, the first court justice I ever did, she came out of the woods on fire, right? And her car was on fire and she was burned up. And this is a small town Mississippi Police Department, but they do the original crime scene. They didn't fucking search the woods where she came from. They just did a little search right around the car.
Wow.
And then they never went in search. I'm like, motherfucker, she came out of the woods. I actually went to that location, stood at where it happened at. I mean, she came out of the woods. Why you didn't even cross, into that area, right? Who knows what could have been lost or anything. I don't know. Speaking of woods or maybe trespassing or whatever, let me tell you another story. In Colorado, there was a teenager planning to take photos on a property. Well, he got shot in the face.
No.
Yep. So the teens were in their car parked on a public road when police say the boyfriend, meaning that the boyfriend of the person who owned the land, the boyfriend shot the 17-year-old driver through the windshield. The two teens had parked outside the gate at Colorado home, jumped the fence and looked around for the owner, hoping to take homecoming photographs on the property. And this was one of the 17-year-olds told authorities. The boys, whose names have not been released, returned to their car, which was parked on the public roadway, and started writing the woman a letter requesting permission. But they were disrupted when a man pulled up beside them, blocking the teens in as he exited his truck before firing a bullet through the windshield, which struck the 17-year-old driver in the face. And a responding deputy recovered the gun used in the shooting inside the man's truck. And that's according to the sheriff's office. Brent Metz, 38, was arrested in connection to the Tuesday, September 10th shooting and booked into jail. One charge of first degree assault, two counts each of felony, menacing, and reckless endangerment, and one charge of illegal discharge of a firearm. And he posted his bond at 5:30 p.m. the following day. Evidently this kid didn't get killed, right? This, because the 17-year-old was released from the hospital on Thursday, September 12th, and is recovering at home. But deputies were dispatched to Conifer, Colorado residence at 4:15 p.m. Tuesday after the homeowner, a woman who is not named and who Kelly says is not facing any charges, called to report the two trespassers on her properties, right? And investigators say she also called her boyfriend Metz regarding the teen. As the deputy approached the two vehicles, he saw the 17-year-old bleeding heavily from his face, while a 16-year-old friend held a T-shirt to the wounds in an effort to stop the bleeding. And before the 17-year-old was taken to the hospital by ambulance, he told authority that Metz, who was standing with the teens when the deputy arrived and who the boys did not know, had shot him. 17-year-old told the deputy that the boys had walked up the homeowner's driveway, and when no one seemed to be there, had walked around the property in search of the owner. Well, that's probably a no-no. But it was not immediately clear if Metz retained a lawyer, blah, blah, blah. What do you think about that? We talked about that the other day, remember?
Yeah.
But you could have just told the cops, say, I got trespassers. Why in the fuck you got to shoot somebody in the face?
Right, right.
You could block them in and shoot them in the face. You could have blocked them in and called the cops.
Yeah.
And got away with it.
Well, and that's the, you know, one thing to hammer down, and this is a good example of that, but let the police do their job. And I know that's hard. Look, I had a neighbor of mine during the hurricane, Woody with his wonderful ESP, has mentioned on this show many times how during storms, these generators in Louisiana, you'll hear them shut off in the middle of the night, right?
Middle of the night, your air conditioner turns off.
Well, lights go out, and a neighbor right down the street from me, he steps outside his back door, and there's a guy back there grabbing his generator because he went out to turn it on. So what does he do? He goes, calls his neighbor. The guy runs. He calls his neighbor. They call the police. But then they go looking for the guy, you know, gun toting, looking for the guy. You never know who you're dealing with.
That's the problem. People don't. It's regular people who
I would probably have to do the same thing, but
they haven't dealt with the evil, and they don't know that this guy may be wanted for murder, maybe whatever.
That's right.
And so just let them cops do their jobs. And I mean, I don't know. I've been on a lot of cases where the neighbors and shit. Look, one guy ran over his wife. I did a story on that. Pregnant wife, three times. And the neighbors came out, basically.
Vigilante justice.
By the time I got there, that motherfucker was rough. and she was pregnant. She lived. And it was a miracle, right?
Wow.
But I understand detaining someone, but even doing that,
you take a chance. I mean, they had a police officer in Baton Rouge recently get killed, and we reported on this story. He's an ex-police officer, but he's also an Army Ranger, so he's a tough dude. And he got shot eight times going after somebody pulling on door handle.
Yep.
You know, so no matter how badass you are, you can get caught.
Me killed. There's always somebody better.
That's right.
Hey, everybody, it's Aggo. Listen up, especially you ladies over 40. I've got some good news. It's called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution. It relieves symptoms of menopause. It promotes healthy weight loss and curbs cravings. It improves sleep quality. It reduces bloating and gas. It relieves hot flashes. It can even relieve occasional mood swings, although nothing like that has ever happened in my house. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalance should take it, but it's perfect for the horrible menopause symptoms that make you put your life on hold. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and code RLRC at checkout for 15% off today.
Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with a subject? Is your child ahead, not getting challenged enough in class? IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child, meeting them where they are. Plus, IXL encourages students to be curious and empowers them how to choose to learn. Now, Cindy used IXL in the classroom as a teacher and now uses it to homeschool our youngest son in the ninth grade. The videos are what she finds that benefits him most in math because he's a very visual learner. The perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum, IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational game lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's easy to use, time-saving, and everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you're covering. Instant grading, helpful progress reporting. IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. Flexible and personalized. Kids can explore any topic in any grade level. They aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were too far ahead, IXL is a great program to help them get the exact support they need. It's fun for kids, and kids love IXL's positive feedback, awards, and educational games. And it's trustworthy. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Real Life Real Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Uh-oh. We got a mile high crime today. And this one, I know I build up these mile high crimes, but this one might be the best one ever.
Oh, this can be good.
So pick up them ears for this one. A California man was arrested for reportedly, and this ain't funny, but reportedly choking and kicking several flight attendants on Frontier Airlines while shouting frantically, "The airplane is going down." The man was screaming this during his mid-flight hissy fit. That from federal prosecutors. 30-year-old Charles Salva is charged with assaulting the crew shortly after the flight departed from Santa Ana heading to San Francisco on Monday. Salva, fresh from a weekend at Disneyland with his 3-year-old daughter, told investigators afterward, ready for this? That he was a child molester.
What?
His flight meltdown was caused by his fear that those aboard were trying to coerce him into confessing for his crime.
Oh, my God.
The outburst erupted when Salva reportedly stood up and attempted to remove his oxygen mask from an overhead compartment. This was while the seatbelt sign was eliminated. When the flight attendants approached to check on him, Salva began to unleash a barrage of cuss words and panic-inducing declarations. "We're all going to hell, and this airplane is going down," he screamed. He then lunged at fellow passengers before sprinting toward the rear of the plane. There, the flight attendants attempted to restrain him. According to the filing, Salva choked a crew member, left two marks on the victim's neck as flight attendants and other passengers attempted to restrain him. He reportedly left another flight attendant bruised after kicking them roughly 6 times in the leg during the chaos. However, the enraged passengers' freakout had only just begun. The agitated passenger, who shouted the threats to kill everyone at one point, managed to free himself from his flex cuffs. He ultimately had to be subdued with a seatbelt. The flight was diverted to Ontario International Airport because the flight attendants felt unsafe returning Salva to his seat. Salva was removed from the plane by law enforcement on a gurney, and he later informed officers he had consumed ecstasy before boarding the flight. Imagine freaking that. He has since been charged
before you get on the plane.
that's the craziest part. You're not in a nightclub. Holy shit. So he has since been charged with, I mean, who does that? Interfering with flight crew members, et cetera, and faces a maximum of 20 years in federal prison. But could you imagine being on a plane when this goes down?
Rolling,
You can't make that shit up.
Crazy. And then pedophile coming from, a self-proclaimed pedophile coming from the happiest place on earth, full of kids.
Oh, God, I know. I know.
It was absolutely out the box.
Oh, it was. I just could not believe what I was
reading. Unreal. Unreal.
Oh, a double dose of some segments today.
Oh, yeah. Time for kinky crimes.
Tuesday's kinky Tuesday, is a really kinky day anyway.
Yes, indeed. Well, and this is actually a repeat incident. And I'll tell you about it. And for the second time in 2 years, a Florida woman has been arrested for a dildo-related domestic battery.
Oh, man, we reported it the first time. That's crazy.
Chelsea White, 35, and her boyfriend were in the kitchen about to eat when the man discovered that his missing glass dildo was inside White's backpack in the couple's Fort Pierce residence. Right? How you figure
missing,
that?
Huh?
Yeah, you gonna claim.
Hell, my dildo.
My glass dildo. During the 11 p.m. tussle that ensued, White and the 35-year-old victim exchanged assorted blows. And after the pair briefly separated, the man told cops White began hitting him again after he went to grab the backpack. White was standing in the kitchen and threw the glass dildo at her beau. Right? The dildo missed its target, instead hitting a door and waking the couple's child.
Oh, Lord.
White then grabbed the bag and walked away from the property. She was located hours later and arrested for domestic battery. She's locked up in the county jail on a $1,000 bond, was arraigned on Wednesday on the misdemeanor count. And when questioned by deputies about the recent confrontation, the victim said that White was arrested in the past for a similar incident where they got into an altercation over.
Remember that. Jeez, please, bro. That story.
At first detailed in these pages, White was busted in late 2022 when a verbal argument over a handbag and a sex toy turned violent. White investigators charged White kicked and bit the victim, who had asked White to return the sex toy to him because he owned it. White, however, refused to give the sex toy back to the victim. And White was found guilty on a battery and sentenced to 12 months probation. Now she's going to do that time. Mm-hmm. But she was also ordered to pay $800 in fines and court fees and was required to complete a batters intervention program. I thought I was going to say batters. But it is unclear if the same dildo was involved in both of these episodes.
Oh, my gosh. Now, that's kinky, bro.
Kinky crimes for Tuesday.
How do you get charged twice with dildo batter?
They need to quit. Jeez. They just need to quit.
There you go.
Yeah, there you have it.
Well, any final thoughts, Warrior?
No, love and appreciate each other. I did want to say something. And you know, this is not a political show, period. Evidently, on Sunday, somebody else was trying to shoot former President Trump.
Yeah.
Look, I don't care if you're for Trump or Harris or whoever. Fucking quit it.
Yeah.
Quit hating and don't let anybody shoot Harris and don't anybody shoot Trump. And I mean, stop it. But that's it. Our prayers go out to everybody and stay safe and we love y'all.
Yeah. And I concur. with everything you just said. And until next time, I'm Jim Chapman.
And I'm Woody Overton.
And we're your host of Real Life, Real Crime Daily. Peace.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.